Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good afternoon. I'm Scoot, and we continue to be your comeback connection here on WWL. Ian Hoke is our senior studio producer in the other studio. Ready with your text messages and your calls and any bits of information that you need. It is day 11. Progress is being made. I went out yesterday, and I posted the video on the Scoot on the air Facebook page. I went out and got gas yesterday. There were two other people at the pumps. There were three of us. Like, nobody was there. And so that's just an indication of things getting better. This was in Jefferson Parish. And then I saw this entire parking lot of utility trucks. And it just goes to show you the armada of power trucks that are out there that are gone every day during the day to go work on our power. And I know energy has fallen short of a couple of the estimated times of restoration. I realize that. And I guess that really is to be expected. It doesn't make you feel good if you're one of the ones that doesn't have the power back yet. I mean, I certainly understand that. And I know how frustrating it is. But it's coming back. It's coming back. I mean, we endured one hell of a storm. And, you know, once again, let's think about the people in St. Charles Parish, St. John the Baptist Parish, Lafourche, Terrebonne, Livingston, in St. Tammany. I mean, there were problems in a lot of these places. And a lot of places were just devastated. So it still seems like we're doing okay. If you want to join us as we continue the conversation, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. And I will tell you one of the blessings in this for me, and even though I'm a political junkie, one of the blessings in this for me, and I hope for you as well, is we haven't been talking about politics. We haven't been talking about the new abortion bill that was upheld by the Supreme Court. We haven't talked about politics. We still need to be cognizant of COVID-19. It's still out there, still killing people. But here in Louisiana, I haven't heard the figures from today, but as of yesterday, it was another day of hospitalizations declining. And that's really good news. So just still be aware of that, because a lot of people are coming together. And they have not maybe been thinking about COVID because other things are more pressing on their minds. But just, I'm here to remind you that COVID is still out there, because that's what they're telling us. So I just want to remind you about that. All right. Barbara was on hold yesterday, and I didn't get to her. The show ended, didn't get to Barbara. So let's go to Terrytown. We're going to kind of continue the show from yesterday. Hey, Barbara, welcome to WWL.
Hi. Thank you for calling, for taking my
sure.
call. I'm calling regarding the trees that are causing problems year after year after year. And let me say this. I'm a tree lover. I'm a nature lover. I've worked many, many years as a volunteer at Jean Lafitte, as well as a ranger, so I'm not against trees at all. But I see that there's a repeat problem every year when there's inclement weather, that trees are damaging power lines, damaging homes, sometimes falling on people or automobiles. And I was thinking there are some trees that are less likely to suffer breakage or damage during high storm situations. Why can't we replace those vulnerable trees and phase them out and replace them with trees that are sturdier, more able to take high winds?
Well, Barbara, I'm not an arborist, and contrary to what a lot of people think, I mean, I respect trees and love all of that, but I'm not a tree hugger. But is there a way to determine the trees that are more vulnerable before they blow down?
I think that we know that, for instance, the water oak, which is a very fast-growing tree that has a very low life expectancy of about 65 years on average.
Okay.
But it grows like a weed within a 60-year period. I have one next door. The trunk is completely eaten out by termites, and it's about to hit my house. And every tree trimmer that comes and does work at my house says, "We got to have it trimmed. We got to have it taken down, blah, blah, blah." But this is so expensive. And if you have a neighbor that is irresponsibly planting something like that,
right,
where it damages...
All right, so you know the tree needs to come. You've been told the tree needs to come down. You know it needs to come down, but it's too expensive for you to take it down? Is that it?
Well, it is actually... I'm going to read you the Louisiana Civil Code. It states, Article 688, a landowner has the right to demand that the branches or roots of a neighbor's tree, bushes or plant, that expand over into his property be trimmed at the expense of the neighbor. Well, I even went as far as take this young man to court, and I guess it's the good old boy type of situation. The judge sided with him, and nothing got done. The tree is still hanging over my house and caused for me to lose my roof or part of the roof during Katrina. It's just a terrible situation, and I cannot. And then he told me after the hearing, he said, "And do not attempt to go to a higher court because they will tell you the same thing," which is totally inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't think you should worry about his threats. In fact, this may be a time.
No.
If you have damage, do you have damage from Ida?
Thank God, no. No, okay. I did not. Thank God I didn't.
Well, it seems like the next step for you would be to go to court next time you do have damage from his tree.
It costs $1,500 to file again.
Yeah. Well, I know that's I know that's an issue, and I don't know what to tell you. I mean, there are lawyers. There's a pro bono project that can help you find a lawyer if you can't afford a lawyer. But it's a process. I mean, you're not going to go over there. I mean, we're not going to force the guy to do it because he sounds like a stubborn a-hole. So, we're not going to force him to do it.
No, he passed away, but the tree is going to fall sooner or later.
My guy's dead. Okay.
So, but beside that.
Okay. All right. So tell me what the problem is and what is the solution right now?
Well, first of all, there are laws on the book which prohibit people from putting tall trees under power lines, which is ignored by the general public. They are not supposed to plant trees on the right-of-way, which is city property.
Okay.
That's also being ignored. The same person actually put three live oaks on a small city lot on the right-of-way.
Yeah.
Then that's something
that municipalities need to pay attention to. I mean, I can't control that, but maybe municipalities should fine people for doing that.
It's too late now, but I think that when these trees fall or finally go into decline,
Barbara, look, I understand your frustration, but no matter what, we're going to have trees. And no matter what, there's going to be a storm.
We should.
there's going to be a storm that knocks out power because of the trees. I mean, no matter how manicured everything is around the lines and everything, there's going to never be a situation where there are not going to be trees, whether it's in a hurricane or an ice type storm, that are not going to lead to power outages.
Absolutely correct. But there are some trees that are known to be brittle.
Well, okay, so somebody needs to be in charge of that, and somebody needs to do that. And maybe that's something that we learn from this situation with Ida.
I feel that the homeowners, if they have to replace a downed tree, that they replace it with something that is more able to handle that type of thing. For instance, a bald cypress does not fall.
Well, okay, these are decisions these are decisions that I guess politicians make. I mean, the people who are representing your district statewide and locally, these are issues that they can take up. I can't legislate anything from the radio.
No, absolutely not. But hopefully somebody will listen and pay attention.
And that's been really the great thing about calling in. And it's good that you talk about this, because that's been the great thing about calling in and talking, is that people hear things. And a lot of action has resulted from people just calling in and saying, hey, what about this? Or why can't this be? So, you're doing the right thing. You got to keep talking about it, though.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Barbara. I'm sorry for your frustration, but I do understand. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. My email address, scoot@wwl.com. Many of you are still going through a really, really tough time. You're not forgotten. I think about you every day. We hear people talking about you on the air all the time. Hang in there and don't lose your faith. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come on, man, we're hanging in there. We are hanging in there. And our virtual arms extend out to those of you who have nothing yet, who still don't have power, still don't have cable. Some of you don't even have a home. So we're with you. We're here for you, and we're here with you. I'm Scoot on the Air on WFUL. Join me on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, type in Scoot on the Air. It's an extension of the radio show here. And I've been talking a lot about the storm. I'll do something new today. But if you become a subscriber, we'll give you a notice every time we post something. So it's free. Become a subscriber. And one day I will find something really nice to do for all of you subscribers, especially those of you who are new to the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. We're just building it. Also, I post Facebook, Scoot on the Air, and Instagram as well. I read the article, Ian, from the Washington Post reporter, Holly Bailey, who is here in town covering Hurricane Ida, and she was fascinated with our coverage, and she wrote a really nice article about the station and our coverage of all of it. But this is one reason why I know she's a really good journalist. Because I'm reading the article, and I read it last night. I'm reading the article, and it talks about how when I got off the air, I went to my office, and I was listening to The Cure. Love song. Well, so, in other words, I got off the air. She must have been walking down the hall, and she must have heard that, observed it, and put that in the air. Because, I mean, she wasn't with me when I did. I mean, I just went to go take a little break from this. So I told Echo, Amazon Echo, to, you know, play The Cure. And so I was playing some medley by The Cure. And so she knew that that's what I did right after I got off the air.
Yeah, I only saw Holly. She was only in this room for, I don't know, 2 minutes or something, taking some photos, that including a photo of me.
Photo of you.
But she was up here for a couple hours talking to people. So, I know she was having active conversations with people, but she was also kind of lurking around with her camera, you know, taking notes.
Anyway, she was
observing the goings on.
She was, because I'm reading it. How did she know this? How did she know I was in my office listening to The Cure? I had the door closed.
She's doing shoe leather journalism.
Man,
Scoot.
I guess so.
She
I
can
guess
hear
so.
Love song coming out of your office.
Well, okay, it was a little loud, but that's the way I am. Hey, let's do a couple of texts, and then we're going to get right back to more calls.
Okay, great. A lot of people are on hold, so I'm going to try and get through these as quickly as possible. Here comes a text that says, Scoot, I've been working overtime helping hurricane refugees in this area, and I've been out of touch. Did Scoot the Dolphin get saved?
The Dolphin's nickname ended up being Flipper. And they named it. Somebody else named it. I mean, I named it Flipper. It was like
Operation Flipper.
Yeah. So the Dolphin, as far as I know, is saved. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Well, then this texter also goes on to make another point. It says the future of home generation power. The future. This is an awkward sentence. The future has home generation of power as a routine thing. Home generation is going to be a routine thing in the future, put another way. Maybe a whole neighborhood. Science has the solution, like with the levees.
It's interesting, and it is interesting how storms bring up different flaws in our society, different flaws in our system. And after Katrina, it was the flooding, and this giant flood protection wall was built around the city, thanks to the entire country. Taxpayers around the country paid for that. And then now I think we're going to see a lot of attention paid to power outages.
Yeah, hardening the infrastructure system. That's good. Yep. Here's a text that says, the caller is exactly right about water oaks. They rot from the inside out, don't do well in storms, and they're dangerous to have close to a structure. Somebody else chimes in and agrees. Water oaks are the worst. I had one fall on my front porch in Katrina.
I wouldn't know an oak from a water oak.
Well, water oaks are here's a text that says, I haven't heard much about the inadequate preparation for putting contraflow in place. I think more people would have evacuated had contraflow been in place. Exactly how much time do you need?
Well, I don't know, but apparently there wasn't enough time. I mean, I'm not a city planner. I'm not in charge of those things, so I can't, you know, speak firsthand. But there's a lot. I mean, first of all, parishes, cities, municipalities, the state, they all have to work together to make Contraflow happen. And it apparently can be a logistical nightmare. Mm-hmm. So if it is discovered that they had time and they didn't do it, that's one thing. But as far as I know, they didn't have time. And so therefore, they didn't do it. And it's always going to be easy to look back. Well, why didn't they do this? Well, again, this was a fast developing storm and maybe they didn't know.
A really fast developing storm. It usually takes, you know, number of days for a storm to rapidly intensify like that. It took like 6 hours for Hurricane Ida. There just wasn't time. And I heard Newell explaining something about this earlier the week. When you do a contraflow, you have to decide where to stop it. And if where you stop it is in Mississippi or Arkansas or Texas, you got to coordinate with a lot of state officials over there. And that is like it takes a tremendous amount of cars, individuals, resources, planning, materials that all have to be in place. And there simply wasn't time to do that this time. And that might just be the future that we live in now, is when these storms are intensifying so rapidly, we need to figure out a different way to call a mandatory evacuation, put a contraflow into place, because we're not going to have like days and days like we had, you know, in the past.
And I think one of the things, too, is that people just expect us to be able to control everything and to do everything just at the snap of a finger. And look, nature is furious, and sometimes we are not able to react in time to get things done the way we want to.
Live oaks and water oaks grow in different environments. I'm reading now from an article in the San Francisco Gate. The two trees have different shapes. One is taller than it is wide, growing up to 80 feet. Now, the live oak has a much wider spreading growth habit. Live oaks grow out very wide as 100 feet, and water oaks tend to be taller.
Would you like to put on the log the moment that we turned into the Dan Gill show?
It was 133.17.
Yes, the gardening show. We became a gardening show.
People were asking about your ferns. How do you water your ferns?
Yeah, anyway, it's nice to know that. I mean, but I wouldn't know a live oak from a... water oak looking at it. I don't discriminate against oaks.
Good for you.
All right, let's get to a few calls here. Alfred Richard is the WWL-TV film critic, and you see him on the morning news on WWL every Friday. Alfred, welcome to our show. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Scoot, so glad to hear from you, and it has been surreal. It's been surreal for the last 11-plus days.
Yeah, how did you do?
My secret broadcast cave, which I broadcast my reviews because I haven't been at the studio in a while, and I'm sure Eric Paulson was happy about that.
And if you didn't have to see Eric, you should be happy about that.
Agreed. So it's a mutual benefit. My broadcast cave is somewhere in Metairie. I'm just going to put it that way. And unfortunately, my part of Metairie lost power. I described it when I was dealing with the storm, the winds of hell, hearing that sound of those winds and that ringing that was constantly going throughout the entire time that Ida went through. And I had an opportunity. I lost my power, lost cable, and so therefore the opportunity to do anything, let's face it, people are getting MREs, people are getting water and ice and supplies. They don't necessarily are trying to figure out whether or not they can go see the newest Marvel movie or whatever.
Well,
but
that's true.
Just as a quick aside, I do know that the Britannia Canal Place is open, and they are asking people if they want to get away from the heat and the humidity and take a few hours just to decompress, that they are available and open. But, of course, other theaters in the region not available because power is still kind of scattershot. Now, I understand Entergy is trying to get power out in that part of Jefferson Parish, meaning Elmwood and Clearview, and hopefully those will be opening soon. But the most important thing is you're dealing with friends. When you deal with friends and family and acquaintances, I told you and I told others over the past that during Hurricane Katrina, I lived with the Wookiee. I lived with the late Peter Mayhew and his wife Angie in their home in Granbury, Texas, for about 5 months. And living with the Wookiee was an experience. Now, of course, Peter has since gone on to Wookiee heaven 2 years ago. But his wife, Angie Mayhew, has been trying to organize trailers from Star Wars fans from around the country to bring supplies into Louisiana. And hopefully she'll have some news for me soon that get it done.
So, Alfred, Britannia Canal Place, though, now, I mean, they're not offering people to just come there and cool off. I mean, they want you to see a movie, right?
Right, of course. They want you to come and see
but
a movie.
But it would be a place to entertain yourself and to escape the realities of everything by going to a movie. I love Canal. I was so sad when Canal Place shut down when I was living downtown. So it's good that it's back.
And I'm glad that the Britannia, the people who own the Britannia Uptown, weren't able to take control of that. And I've even done some shows over there at the Britannia Canal Place. But the real reason I wanted to call was that I wanted to thank you and Newell and, yes, even Tommy Tucker and all of them for doing things and getting that news. I've had family in Houston who've been listening in, and I've set up a secondary broadcast cave with some good friends in Long Beach, Mississippi. And so I've been able to listen, find out what's going on, and hopefully the power will be back in Jefferson. I'm part of that group that hasn't gotten power 100% now.
It's coming back. Alfred, before I let you go, and say thank you for the compliment. We appreciate that. Before I let you go, what movie did the best job? You know, sometimes movies are not necessarily about hurricanes, but sometimes movies take place during hurricanes. What movie did the best job of depicting the reality of a hurricane?
My goodness, there was, of course, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. There's a portion of the film which was set up just before Katrina, and it was showing how the weather people were trying to get information out. And strangely enough, they were focusing on Channel 4. But they did a good job of showing people preparing for the storm and getting ready. As for the actual aftermath of a storm itself, my goodness, there have been so many different films, including, just off the top of my head, I'm trying to come up with a couple of them.
I'm going to mention one that I thought was rather dramatic, and it wasn't about a hurricane. It was about the characters, but Key Largo with Humphrey Bogart.
Agreed. I was reckoning, my brother was about to say that. Humphrey Bogart, Lauren Bacall, Edward G. Robinson, Lionel Barrymore. Really, it did show the idea of people trapped in a situation where they're experiencing hurricanes. Yeah, Key Largo, I would have to say, would be my choice
another one that's a little cheesy but does really reveal who I really am. I don't know if it was a hurricane or not, but it was a big storm. Maybe it was a hurricane. I Know What You Did Last Summer. I still know what you did last summer.
Scoot, I used to run something called the New Orleans Worst Film Festival, so cheese is part of my new year.
Come on, man. I have a crush on Jennifer Love Hewitt, okay? Sorry.
don't worry. Considering that I always talk about these ridiculously bad films, and I would say if you don't have power or if you do have power, this is one that you can certainly use as something as a divergent. Look for this title, and it is a real title, Scoot, and the rest of the people listening to WWL. It is The Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies.
What?
I'll say it again. The Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mixed Up Zombies. That is an actual title, but you can't picture that on a movie marquee because they don't have enough letters.
Well, and there's nothing worse than a mixed up zombie, you know, because they're confusing enough as it is. And then you've got a mixed up zombie. I mean, what the heck?
And they're incredibly strange.
Yeah.
They're incredibly strange as well. But I got to say, I thank you. Thanks to everybody else, of course. I have to say, of course, thanks to our WWL weather people who have been amazing. They've been crackerjack throughout this entire time, keeping people informed. It helped my nieces. They were going to try to get back into New Orleans. They heard information about why it may not be the best time to come back in the city. They turned right around and headed back to Houston, and that's where they're staying until they get safe. Until it's safe to come back 100%.
There is a film that I would like to suggest is a pretty good hurricane movie. It's called Hours, like Hours on a Clock. It's starring Paul Walker. Ooh. It came out in 2013. It's a Katrina hospital drama. where Paul Walker is in the hospital. His wife passes away during childbirth, you know, on August 28th. And he's got this, he's got this preemie baby that he has to keep alive with a hand crank while the hospital is evacuated and the floodwaters come in and everything. And then there's looters. And there's a very handsome young actor who plays the doctor's attending physician who has a tiny co-starring role.
And that might be you.
And it might be.
Ian Hoke.
Just
it might
saying,
be Ian
might
Hoke.
Be. So if you go watch.
I wonder why.
If you go watch Hours. If you go watch Hours on Amazon tonight, I'll get a penny and a half. So
awesome.
Please do that. It is a good film. Paul Walker did a good job in
it. It's a good film. It is a good one. Oh, and two more moments before I go. I know you got a lot of calls and people get to. Two pieces of music that I've always listened to that get me through this time. One, Elton John's I'm Still Standing.
Yep.
Because as I said to my family and others, I'm still standing after the storm. And my favorite from my favorite band, the Electric Light Orchestra, Mr. Blue Sky. Because we've been able to see some blue skies. And hopefully that's the sign of optimism. After all that we've gone through, there's still those blue skies that will eventually come through. And we'll get through all this, as you said. We'll get through it. We'll take care. We'll get it all done. But, of course, thank you all, and thank the entire WWL family for making this possible and getting the news out there.
And you're welcome. Alfred Richard, the film critic for WWL TV, thanks for calling in. Thanks for an entertaining phone conversation.
Hey, that's what – I'm the movie guy. That's what I do.
You're the movie guy. All right. Yeah, and Jennifer Love Hewitt, by the way, just gave birth to her third child.
I looked at the movie poster for I Still Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer Love Hewitt's cleavage takes up probably 25% of that movie
poster. I know.
Poster.
I'm not even really a boob guy, but, you know, I like her.
After looking at that poster?
Yeah, yeah. I like the original I Know What You Did Last Summer.
You would.
I did. I love that movie. I love it. All right, here's a song about looking forward, about seeing the future. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoo. We're coming right back with your calls on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, we never know what tomorrow's going to bring. And so we have to deal with it. And sometimes something happens in your life personally, and sometimes it happens to everybody like a storm. But, you know, like as a society here in this part of the country, we're doing really well, especially those of you who still are without. From River Ridge, Carol, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Hi, Carol.
Can you hear? You had a guy call in last night about putting all the tree trunks and whatever in the river to build up the marsh. And he talked about taking them to the end of the river and dumping them off the barge.
I think that was, I don't think I was on the air then. But anyway, continue with your story. I mean, I'm not familiar with that. People have talked about
one of the 500 phone calls we've taken.
I am remembering because somebody did. I don't remember all the specifics, but somebody did talk about getting all of the greenery, all the vegetation, and using that like we use Christmas trees. Is that not practical?
Right. No, it's not that easy. First of all, the branches are much too sturdy to do what needs to be done. Second, the tree trunks float. So if you dump them off the end of the river, they're going to end up in the rip, and they're going to hurt small boats. And wherever they land, they'll hurt small boats. But the way it is done with the Christmas trees, they are crushed into what look like chicken wire baskets, so they're not going to go all over the place in pieces. The baskets are then tied together when they put them into the marsh, so they become a mat.
I see.
And then those mats are tethered to pilings that are driven into the muck. So the tidal action will not disturb them at all, but the tidal action will create the silting that's necessary to build up the marsh.
But you can
so
see
it's
why.
It's not easy.
Yeah, you can see why just the average person would think, oh, wait, we do this with Christmas trees. What about all this stuff? Why can't we put that? But I didn't know they went to all that
that
trouble. So it's interesting to have that insight.
And I have no idea where the funding comes from, but most of the labor is volunteer.
Wow. Yeah, there are a lot of people in this area so dedicated to that cause. Carol, I appreciate the information.
Well, I'm sorry I gave it to the wrong guy. I really thought it was you.
Well, no, I think Ian's telling me it was me. And I mean, I'm getting those calls though about that kind of stuff. I don't know whether it was the exact call, but I'm getting calls about that kind of stuff. So now I have the information thanks to you.
Well, I'm glad you have it.
So thank you. Did you do okay during the storm?
We did so well. Insurance pays for nothing. Not tree removal, nothing.
Oh, wow.
But the house is undamaged. The shed is undamaged. The people and the dogs are undamaged. So
that's a blessing.
I cannot complain.
Yeah. You've got electricity. You got power, cable?
Oh, no. No, not yet.
Still don't have power? Oh, my
no.
God. You sound like you're dealing with it really well, Carol. Hang in there.
Well,
it's coming, you know.
Compared to Katrina, having running water and sewage treatment is luxurious.
You know, and that's what I've talked about throughout this ordeal, is we really just have to continue to think about those things that we have and not just the things that we don't have. Carol, I appreciate the call, and thanks for that information about putting all the vegetation out there to save the marshland. All right, I hope you're feeling better every day. Because things are getting better every day. And if it hasn't gotten better to you yet, it's just moments away. It's coming. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to all of your calls coming up in the next hour. But I do have time to get to Bruce here in New Orleans. Bruce, welcome to our show.
How are you doing, Scoot?
I'm okay.
I'm calling because 2 days ago on WWL, they announced that FEMA was going to cover up to $850 for a electric generator, and then up to $250 for a chainsaw. I think a lot of us purchased both, and I decided to call FEMA to try to start the procedure in getting recompensed for this. And they didn't know anything about it.
When that story first broke, I had it. I think it was. It might have been. It was. I know it was a representative from Louisiana, a politician, made that statement, and so I repeated it after he made it. I haven't repeated it since then because, again, I'm like you. I'm a little confused about it. Yeah, it was $800 for a generator and $250 for a chainsaw. So we're going to have to look a little further into that, Bruce. But, you know, I believe what a politician said, so that might have been my first mistake.
Well, you just didn't say it. Karen Swenson.
Yeah, no, I know. It was out there. Yeah, it was out there. It was out there. So, look, here's what we'll do. If anybody has any information on this, call us or text us and just hang on, Bruce, and we'll try to get an answer for you because I know you're not the only one who's confused.
No, and real quick.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, my. Wow. What is happening?
Guys, three boxes. I also wanted to ask you.
I've got to get to a break here, so be real quick.
They referred us to SBA, and the SBA said they knew nothing about it.
We'll try to get to the. Yeah, I'm not trying to rush you, but I do have to get to this hard break here. Bruce, keep listening. We'll try and find out some information about the reimbursement for a chainsaw and a generator coming up.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.